The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Free Fire Radio is on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Good morning. Hey, today is the 11th of October. It's Columbus Day, so there's many places closed, and it's also National Indigenous Peoples Day, that President Biden just made a proclamation for. 7:05 in the morning here, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather. He's here with a good attitude. He's here with it all.
Good morning. It is currently 52 degrees outside right now. We have a red flag warning through Tuesday.
If you've 52. Noticed, it's 52. 52 degrees. Is that great or what?
Yeah, the high today is only going to be 66. So I'm...
Whoa. Okay. High wind warning, though. This is important.
Correct. High wind wind advisory, red flag warning. Anyways, today's going to be 66 with a low of 45. Tomorrow, a high of 72 with a low of 48. Slight chance of showers on Tuesday night. Wednesday, a high of 72, a low of 46. Thursday, a high of 75. A low of 51. Friday, high around 79. A low of 53. Saturday, 83. Low of 54. And Sunday, a high around 81.
Whoa. So
but I did look in the forecast on my phone. It looks like within a week or so, we're going to see some rain, possibly. So
we can hope, huh?
Yeah.
The air quality index out there today, which I should have done before now, I'm sure it's good. Air quality index will probably be good. You know, we were driving back from Sacramento last night, and as you're driving up from the south, going north, it looked like smoke. I mean, it looked like just smoke in out there. You know, and you think, is that smoke or fog? Is there a new fire up here? The air quality index is 30. It's good here in town. But on the way back, you could see it. And you know how you're driving, and you've seen smoke from fires before. Obviously, everybody has, but it really looked like smoke over, coming into the North State. And it wasn't, but it sure looked like it, unless it's further over. I know Trinity's on fire again, and Trinity County's on fire again. But that was it was interesting watching that, saying, well, you know, where's all that? It was a real thick haze. So, you know, you think, was it fog of some kind? Or we're checking all the stations to make sure there wasn't another huge fire going. I mean, we left a day. We left for one day. So
that's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Hey, the weather reports and the air quality index, all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business in Anderson, is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, to answer the question is, why was Riding Roots at 6 o'clock this morning? This is, I've given everybody off today except Jared and me. And so instead of doing the local news, which is live, all you have to do is press a button. Is that right, Jared? How do you do it, essentially? How do you switch over from, how do you run the national news?
There's a thing inside the computer that lets you change each hour for a different show. So we basically have national news running on satellite, and all you have to do is switch it to Gordon Deal, I believe.
That's it, Gordon Deal.
Correct.
So whoever was supposed to do that, it wasn't Jared, because Jared usually does it, and I told Jared he just does it. It was somebody else. Was supposed to do, all they had to do was reset it that way. And obviously, they didn't. So, I sent them a text this morning and saying, well, did you reset this or what? And it's a big deal because if we don't have Sue on, we should have the national news. As much as I like Riding Roots, it's not Riding Roots that needs to be on from 6 to 7. The other thing, too, is I wonder if it just didn't pop on or if it took a while for it to come on that one.
You know,
why would it just come on?
It's possible to go in there and maybe think you switched it and it didn't switch, so I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not passing judgment. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, I'm glad if we have no idea on it. Okay. Now, where were Linda and I? Okay, Friday, we went down. We had a 3-hour remote for the End of Power Week in REU. And if you listen to any of the show, and Jared listened to every minute of it because he was on this end because he was our producer, I thought, okay, we'll do it like probably an hour live, and then we'll bring back whatever show is on, and then we'll break in on it like every 15 minutes or 30 minutes, you know, and have a guest on there. Well, no. I mean, once we got started, it was like 3 straight hours of people coming on. We started at 4 p.m. Now, that coincided with Aaron Reznor giving the State of the City address. And then all of a sudden the drum and bugle band starts, and here comes Aaron Reznor with one of those, what do you call those things? You know, it's not.
Gavel?
No, the baton, you know, the long stick that the drum major uses. I'm not sure what that thing's called.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
Look that up. Anyway, she's got that, and she's leading the drum and bugle corps from Foothill High School down Market Street. It was great. Some great photos. We got a good photo of her, we got a good photo of the event, not a great photo of her. So Linda says, you don't put those on. I said, okay. I caught her with her head turned sideways or something. But here she came leading it by. And that started off our hour there. I learned so much about REU during this time. I mean, all the times we've had them on, but when you don't have the statistics there, it's amazing. The biggest one that struck me was you had 200 people working for REU, 68,000 customers or households. The big thing was they bought this 100 years ago. Our city fathers with vision bought their own electric utility company from PG&E, and it took 3 years of court fights and getting the people to agree to it and all this, but they did it. Started in 2018, finished up in 1918, and finished up 1921, and they bought it. So here it is 100 years later. Do you know how much, you probably do because you heard me say it like 10 times, do you know how much we as ratepayers save a year because we have REU as opposed to PG&E? It said other utility company. Well, the only other utility company around here is PG&E, so it's PG&E. How much we save every year, the ratepayers? Over $30 million we save a year.
Are you talking about Reading collectively?
Yeah, not me.
Oh, I know, but...
Yeah, Reading collectively. It is a lot when you think about it. And $30 million a year.
Not to mention we have our power on every day.
And our power's on, and we're getting ready to make the announcement that PG&E is cutting power for a buttload of people. And do you know what a butt is?
I have an idea.
Do you know that it's actually a measurement? It's not butt, but, you know, it's not like rear end butt. A buttload is a small cask that they used to, you know, that you measure stuff in. Yeah, that's what it was. But it's called a butt. Anyway, it's a buttload of people getting their power cut off, including right here in Shasta County and Trinity County. Not Trinity, but Tehama County. Because PG&E, with these high winds, they're already under the county of Shasta, and I'm sure you know this, is got criminal charges against PG&E for the 4 deaths from the Zog fire. For their actions. Now, PG&E has pled guilty in the past. The only problem is, oh, yeah, we'll get money. Yeah, they'll pay you something. Millions, probably. Ratepayers will pay it. Not one person of any of these fires, the explosions, the fires, has been held responsible. Not one person. Not one person's lost their job. Not one person has not received a raise. Not one person doesn't go home every night. After all the destruction, because of decisions, somebody made the decision, I'm not going to do this. So who is that person? Well, you're never going to see it. It's just a corporate entity. Well, it seems to me is like it should be in any good military operation. The guy at the top gets held responsible for it. Biden said that decision was mine. Well, it, you know, in Afghanistan, it was a stupid decision. But it was stupid from your advisors, your SecDef and your chief of staff, your joint chiefs of staff, Milley. And nothing's going to happen to them, just like nothing happens to PG&E. We take their money, except it's not their money. It's the ratepayers' money. And so they just get their rates bumped up. The guy at the top still gets several million dollars a year to run the company. But nobody is held responsible for the deaths and the deaths of these people or the destruction. The absolute terror that people went through because of mistakes they made. All right. That's a nice thing to end with. But when we come back, I've got something, you know, I'll tell you why we went down to Sacramento. And what a great time we had for the last night of this event we went to. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms started, John Bastiani started Bastiani Arms about the same time we started our station here. And he became our firearms dealer of choice. Why? Customer service. He's a great guy. He's the best gunsmith around. He gives discounts for veterans. He always has the great selection of guns and rifles, long guns, pistols, all the accessories. I can put optics on my guns if I needed a new trigger put into one of my rifles because I wanted to upgrade it. And that took all of like 15 minutes. He ordered the trigger I wanted. So, you know, 2 days later it was in, went down to his shop, dropped it in. It's great. All of this is at Bastiani Arms. It's located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. 7:17 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Fabulous fall special going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Ah, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Burr.
Sir. Did you hear the news about good old General Mercer?
No.
You know Claremont Street?
Yeah.
They renamed it after him. The Mercer legacy is secure.
Sure.
And all he had to do was die.
Yeah, that's a lot less work.
We ought to give it a try. Now, how you gonna get your debt plan through?
I guess I'm gonna finally have to listen to you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the Bot, it's Columbus Day and National Indigenous Peoples Day, which is cool. You know, we can have both, I think. I really think we can have both. Why not? And that way, maybe we can keep the Columbus statues up and have more statues of Native Americans for areas. You know? People are going, oh, you can't do that. They're saying, guys, let's learn to live together. Let's give. There's room. There's plenty of room in this country for all thoughts here. 7:22 in the morning, and 52 degrees out there. The reason you heard that was a song from Hamilton. And Linda and I went down. You probably heard this story before, but we get a lot of new listeners. Linda's wanted to see Hamilton since it came out. Well, a couple years ago, we flew into New York for her birthday. It was a surprise. I leveraged my soul to the devil and got the money to go back to New York. And Hamilton was playing, but because it was a surprise and I had made the arrangements, we could have gotten two tickets for Hamilton on Broadway for $650 a piece. Which, okay. But as Linda looks at where they were, she says, those are horrible seats. You won't be able to see anything. I said, you're right, honey. So we didn't see it. So then, another surprise, in March of last year, Hamilton was playing down in San Francisco. Got us a hotel room. Didn't tell her where we're going except dressed to go out to a nice place. Took her down there. Gave her the tickets to Hamilton. The hotel was literally half a block away from the theater. We got all dressed up, walking down the street, stepping over the homeless laying there, or the people of Denizens of the street that were laying there, you know, talked to them on the way down, passed up my chance to shoot heroin, and walked on down to the theater. As we were walking across the street, I see the gates of the theater were down. I see like 40 security guys out front. And as we walk up, a very nice security guy says, the mayor at 4 o'clock, and this was at 6, the mayor at 4 had canceled all live productions of anything up to, a thousand people or more are now canceled due to COVID. So there we were, standing there in our best, and Hamilton was canceled. So we made the best of it and went out that night on the town, went up top of the mark, those places, which was good because nobody else was out. Taxi cab driver, taxis were rolling past and saying, need a ride? Need a ride? I mean, that's how bad it was. Ever heard of a taxi stopping in San Francisco to ask you if you need a ride? No. That's how bad it was. So we missed our second one. So Hamilton's playing down the touring Broadway cast down in Sacramento. And Linda's parents gifted us with, they belonged to that. And so they gifted us with two tickets. They belonged to that theater group. You know, they can see all these different plays and, you know, anything it's on during. They gifted us with these two tickets, fourth row, left side, perfect seats for Sunday. And I will have to tell you, you know, when we didn't see it the second time, I actually rented Disney, how you can sign up for Disney, for one reason. Because Hamilton was on it and we watched it. And I'm glad we did that. Because you really have to get into the rhythm of how they're, of the songs and everything, like you just listened there. That was easy to pick up. But when they're dancing and there's so much movement on the stage, and it's great. But the acting was just superb. It is just a really, really good musical play, musical. And here's the other thing. The guy that wrote this, it's historically accurate. Alexander Hamilton, considered, one that put together the economic system of America. He had an affair with a woman whose husband called him on it and says, well, since you don't mind making me a cuckold, I'd like to have some money from you. So Hamilton paid him $1,000. It comes up later. When he is, it's found out, and they said that, where did this money go to? They thought he was embezzling or something. And he said, no, this is all the checks. I had this affair. But then Hamilton went one step forward. He told a small group of people about it. It went a step forward. He then decided to tell everybody what had happened so he wouldn't question his honesty. So he writes what he did, and he publishes it. As you can imagine, his wife and children were not happy. His son, later on, is killed in a duel. And then, of course, Aaron Burr kills Alexander Hamilton in a duel. And that's pretty much a downer. No, it's a great play. And like I said, this group of people in there that put it on were just superb. So that was my Sunday. And then we came home after that. And then that's where we saw it looked like a fire or smoke all over the North State here. Anyway, PG&E has warned of potential outages today due to the windy condition. They're warning 44,000 of its customers that may need to turn the power off, and that includes 2,500 customers in Shasta County and 6,100 customers in Tehama County that may be affected. The PG&E meteorologists are monitoring a potential weather system that could bring dry, gusty offshore winds to portions of our northern, central, and southern regions. So they're going to cut the power. Now, people that are PG&E land up here should be kind of like used to this. So do you have backups? Do you have ways of keeping the stuff in your refrigerator cool for a day, a whole day? A lot of people are putting generator systems into their homes out there that can run on that. It's, you can just imagine
Because we've talked to people that when the fire, you know, sometimes when the fires did it and they go back a week later, that one family we knew just literally had to get rid of the refrigerator because of the spoilage. They could not get the smell out of the refrigerator. So here's your warning. I don't know if you're in that group, but I'm pretty sure they've told people that they may be cutting your power off today. Another example why REU is a great place to do business. Another great place to do business is Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, this is probably one of the last locally owned banks we have right here in Redding, Shasta County. They've got three branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown here at 1845 California Street, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and a new branch that's going to open in Anderson here in the near future. In fact, Jeff Fink, who is the president of Cornerstone Bank, will be with us Wednesday at 7 o'clock to talk about Cornerstone Bank, what it's achieved now, and where they look at for the future. And you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back with Jim Ostrich, and we're going to be talking about the Benton Airfare.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio, it's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio with my bride, Linda, and I are on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, 7:34 in the morning, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody can fix windshields better than Jeff Worst. He's been doing it for a couple of decades. He's been through all of the Bureau-approved automotive repairs. And he doesn't take chances with your safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. For a free evaluation and inspection and analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with Jim Ostrich. And Jim is the guy that runs Benton Airfield. Is that correct?
Yep. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And you are getting ready to have a big event out there.
This
coming Saturday. Okay. Tell us about that.
All right. Well, once a year we put on an air fair up at Benton Air Park. Kind of puts the best of both worlds together. Cool April Nights is sponsoring a car show with O'Reilly's. We're expecting to have probably 300 display cars there starting at 8 o'clock. And my favorite thing, airplanes. So we've got a lot of airplanes flying in. We've got military aircraft, vintage aircraft, just personal aircraft. The U.S. Army Golden Knight Parachute Team, this is the first time they've been attending our event. This is the sixth year we put it on, and they're going to jump in twice on Saturday.
Wow. Now, this is a big thing. I knew somebody that used to, years ago. Spider used to be on the Golden Knights team. And they go to different places. And what they do is, like you said, they jump in with their square chutes.
Correct.
Bring in the flag.
So that's going to be around 11 o'clock on Saturday. They'll do the opening ceremonies. With what they call a mass jump, the whole team jumps out at one time. And we've got the mayor's going to be there, Mayor Reznor, Congressman LaMalfa. So that's okay. The opening ceremonies. The car show again starts at 8, so that's going to start to fill up. But then they're going to jump again around 1:30 in the afternoon and do their full show, which is about an hour long, where they do all the aerial acrobatics with the different squared parachutes.
Wow. And that's going to be at 1:30 then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you haven't seen this before, you need to go see this. This is really quite the event there, watching these guys jump and move around. And you can hear them yelling at each other up there.
That's true.
And trying to avoid each other. Jim, how long has Benton Airfare been going on?
This will be the sixth year. So I've been operating the FBO up there, which is the aviation business. We teach flying lessons. I've got the airport cafe, which people can come out and watch the planes fly around, enjoy the sunset. But I wanted to do something that kind of outreach to the community. So 6 years ago when I got there, we started with a small event, and that's kind of now grown to where it's probably going to be about 5,000 people.
Wow. Yeah, we were there. We've been there at least once that I know of, and it's been a great time. You can see all the planes out there and different type planes. What kind of planes are coming in for this?
Well, since I'm a retired military, like military aircraft, I've recruited a bunch of the friends that I have. So we've got some old military trainers, T-34s. They're going to actually perform a couple times during the day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So there'll be a little formation flying demonstration with smoke. Got a F-15 from Klamath Falls. Ooh. I've been working on them for multiple years to get them to spend our tax dollars down here. They're going to bring two F-15s down for a flyby between 3 and 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Also got a KC-10 air refueling tanker, which is pretty awesome when we see it come down low and hopefully fast. And that's also between 3 and 4. They're coming out of Travis Air Force Base.
Jim, what's your background? You said you were in the military. How'd you get here?
My background was in the Navy. So I did 30 years in the Navy as an officer on surface ships.
Okay.
Always wanted to fly, but initially I had bad eyesight, so I couldn't fly. So post-Navy, I worked for a company called Qualcomm in San Diego.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
So we were involved in the cell phone industry, and I left there in 2015. So retired from there, decided I wanted to do something in aviation, which has always been my passion. And Benton Field has a maintenance shop, flying school, which was in like financial extremis, I guess. And I thought that's a perfect opportunity for me to put in my passion and my skills and try to grow the business, which has turned out well.
How hard is it to learn how to fly?
Well, it's not as hard as you think if you can ride a bicycle. You can probably fly a plane because you've got the balance in there. not really that hard. You just have to want to do it because it is a lot of effort.
Well, now there's ground school. First of all, you have to go through ground school.
Correct.
So I signed up for this because you and I were talking a little bit about this because I hate flying in small planes. You know, I did it in the military because I had to.
Stay out of helicopters.
I stay out of helicopters, and I flew in so many of those. And we've had one of those. We've had a good landing. That's where you can, you know, that's where you walk away from the landing, but the aircraft doesn't move. As opposed to a perfect landing where you walk away from the aircraft and the aircraft is still usable, right? I mean, you went through this.
That sums it up.
So you start with ground school. And what do you learn at ground school?
So ground school is similar to driver's ed when you're learning to drive a car.
Uh-huh.
So they expect you to, like, learn all the rules of the road. But because we're in a three-dimensional airspace, we have to learn aerodynamics, weather, air traffic control procedures, how to talk on the radio. So I basically go over all that. It's a 13-week program.
Okay.
And I do that three times a year. So once in the winter, which is our busiest program because it's raining, there's not that much else to do.
Right.
And then do one in the spring in May and then one again in September.
Okay. And so that's 13 weeks. Is that every night or is that?
It's almost equivalent to a college class. So every Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
From 6 at night to 9 p.m.
Okay.
So two nights a week for 13 weeks.
Okay. And then you buy books for it or?
The books. And now there's some online software that you can use. The FAA actually publishes the test questions for the written exam. And that's the goal at the end of the ground school is to pass the written test, just like the DMV written test is the goal for passing the driver's ed class.
So they publish the questions beforehand then?
Somebody, if you've ever heard of a FOIA request where you...
Yeah, Freedom of Information Act.
So someone FOIA'd the FAA test questions and they didn't say no. So they're all published.
So I could just learn those and just skip ground school, but that doesn't seem like a real good idea. No, that seems like not a really good idea.
Yeah, there's always ways to cheat in life.
Yeah, there is, but not when you're flying an airplane.
Yes.
I can't say. Okay, so then you do your 13 weeks.
Correct.
And then what? Okay, so now we're ready to fly.
Now, you can do this in parallel, different than a car.
Oh.
Car, you do it in serial. You've got to take the written test to get your learner's permit.
Yeah.
The FAA feels it's better to get the connectedness earlier so you can fly while you're in ground school.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense to see, this is what I'm doing there.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
I see people in their single-engine planes out there, and the it looks so easy in the movies where the guy lands the big jet because they talk him down. But a lot of those planes nowadays are flown by computers, if I understand right. They land them and take them off. Yeah, the big commercial planes.
Yep. So Airbus, in particular, now Boeing's doing the same thing. So I think the feeling is, because a lot of accidents always get traced back to the pilot.
Pilot error.
It's human error.
Yeah.
So I think the manufacturers for the big airlines thought, well, if we just had a computer, wouldn't make any mistakes.
Well, that's not true, though.
Exactly.
And then what happens, I think that there's paradox. That one big flight that crashed was that they were not trained well enough to take, you know, when the computer locked out, they didn't know what to do. It happened to pilots here, and I guess it was
San Francisco when they hit the seawall with the big airline. So our school teaches you the skills without the computer. So
okay.
You actually learn to fly the
plane. Learn to fly the plane. Okay, we got to take a break here. And with Jim Ostrich, who heads up the, is it the flight school and the maintenance?
Well, the aviation term is FBO for fixed base operator, but it's basically the business at the airport. We do fuel, flight school, aircraft maintenance, and then the cafe.
Okay, and this is at, of course, Benton Air Park, and we're talking about the airfare that's going to be this Saturday with the Golden Knights are jumping in twice, plus F-15s coming over and all these things. We're going to talk about that when we get back from this break, too. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, has a business of, I guess you could even say it's almost like an artistic business, because he's an artist when it comes to granite and marble, slate, and other stone. He can redo your kitchen, so it is totally different. He's the kind of guy that you can trust to give him the key to your place, and you can take off for a vacation, and when you come back, it's finished, it's beautiful, it's all clean, has it all done. That's Estate Granite. Give Mike a call at 241-STONE. He works only on by appointment only, so give him a call there to set up a free consultation. That's Mike Huber. It's a veteran-owned business, and he's one of the good guys. We'll be right back with Jim Ostrich and the Benton Airfare.
$75,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. It's Columbus Day and Native American Indigenous Peoples Day. Today, we have room for all holidays here at KCNR, plus America, 7:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Rebecca and Henry, super people there. Everything from state jewelry to Native American jewelry and more. If you've ever wanted to design your own piece of jewelry, to have that one special piece of jewelry for your loved one or for yourself, they're going to help you do that, and then they'll build it for you. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Jim Ostrich, who heads up the Benton Air Park base operations.
Yes.
But he also offers, besides just fuel and maintenance of aircraft, he also offers lessons, 13-week ground school. And then to learn to fly a plane is 40 hours. For some people, other people, it's 60 hours.
Right.
For me, it could be life. It could go on for life on something like that. Let's go back to the Benton Airfare that's going to be this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Benton Air Park, of course. They're going to have a pancake breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. for $10.
Correct.
And then at 11 a.m., they're going to have the opening ceremonies with Mayor Reznor and Congressman LaMalfa. 12:45, Cal Fire flies by. We've all seen Cal Fire. That's not going to be new.
No.
No. But it's nice. But and the smoke jumpers, though.
Yeah, the smoke jumpers, I don't think a lot of people know about them, but they're part of the National, the U.S. Forest Service. And like the paratroopers, you know, in the military, they jump into the fire. They parachute in,
yeah.
Which to me is high risk, but I think we all appreciate it.
Hopefully on the edge of the fire.
Hopefully on the edge.
Yeah, on the edge of the fire. So they're going to be, they're going to jump in.
They're going to jump in with
okay.
All their full gear.
Wow.
And then drop a pallet of supplies just like they would if it was a real fire.
And then at 10:30 and at 1:30, the Golden Knights parachute demo, national anthem. So the national anthem will probably be at 10:30.
The morning, yes.
The morning, and then the Golden Knights are going to put on their show. They're going to jump in one time with the flag, is that right?
For opening ceremony.
What time is that?
That is at 10:30 to
11. 10:30 to 11. Okay.
And then their full show, I think, is at around 1:30.
Yeah.
About where they do all the aerobatic maneuvers. And
And then at 3 p.m., KC-130, which is a refueler from Travis, around there is going to be flying through, as will we get a flybys by two F-15s.
Right, from the Klamath Falls at Oregon Air National Guard.
Car show, aircraft and military vehicle displays, vendors, hayrides, and more. So, how much does it cost to go?
$5 per adult, and the kids are free.
Okay.
So we're really trying not to make money. We just want to pay the expenses, and then any money we collect goes to an aviation scholarship fund, which we give out to deserving
young aviators. Yeah, correct. Young people. So it goes to the Young Aviator Scholarship Fund. This sounds like a great time. It's going to be a beautiful day this weekend, too. And we hope for no wind.
I think it's going to be beautiful. It's supposed to be about 85 and partly cloudy. So
perfect. So you can see them doing their maneuvers up there. If you haven't seen the Golden Knights do their show, you got to, you know, that's worth, more than worth, the price of admission just for that. And then they have the jets flying by. And
we have a World War II F-4U Corsair.
Ooh.
Coming from Sacramento. He's going to fly twice because I like Corsairs and I like World War II planes.
Who doesn't like Corsairs? And that, of course, is a that flew off the aircraft carriers.
Yep, and the Marines flew them.
And those were, I think it was the Black Sheep.
Pappy Boynton.
Yeah, Black Sheep Squadron with Pappy Boynton that flew those. Those things were the ultimate. If I read right and understand, those were one of like the ultimate military war aircraft in World War II.
A lot of people think of the P-51 Mustang, which was a pretty famous, used by the Air Force, but at the high-end fighter at the end of World War II was the Corsair.
Yeah.
So,
what do you tell people to when they to adults, of course, but for their kids? Kids love this.
They do. So I would...
And all of us kids at heart.
That's how I got into aviation. My dad used to drag me to air shows when I grew up in L.A., and then I got the bug and learned to fly after I got out of the Navy. So I would definitely bring old and young kids to the show and car enthusiasts. So Carl...
that's right.
Cool April Nights is back. They're doing a fall classic, which they're partnered with O'Reilly's Auto Parts. So there's going to be over 300 cars. So if you're a car enthusiast, have a car, bring it out. If you like cars, come out.
Now, should you bring your chairs and stuff like that?
If there's going to be a lot to sit, so I'd bring a chair. Oh. You're perfectly welcome to do that. But there's hay rides, so you don't have to stand all day. You can ride around on the back of the hayride from Caterpillar. They're donating a big tractor and a trailer to pull
drag,
folks
drag around. You around on in the in a hayride. So Frank, it's a little known fact, but Frank Rose invented hayrides when he was just a child, back in the 1800s. So there's going to be food there. Will there be food there?
There will be. So we're having a big pancake breakfast in the hangar,
uh-huh.
And that starts at 8 to 11. And then we're shifting over to lunch, and we're serving barbecue from 11:30 to 2. And then since it's October, we're having a beer garden.
A beer garden.
Yep. So Woody's is donating some big beer truck, and that'll be all set up. And should be a fun weekend, fun day.
It sounds like a great time, and I don't think we've got anything planned. You've got, like we said, $5 per adult. Kids get in free.
Parking is free.
Parking is free.
So I could talk about that for a second. You can park in the two airport parking lots, the one by the dog park, the one across from the church. The church, St. Joseph's, has actually donated their whole parking lot just to help relieve the parking crush.
Yeah.
And then the National Guard has opened their whole lot.
Okay.
So if you come down Placer from the west, you can turn in there where the 7-Eleven is. You can park in the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
The National Guard is providing a bus and a driver to shuttle people back and forth to the main side.
That's great. Yeah, there's all types of places to park there. You can bring several hundred. How many people do you usually have show up for this?
Typically, we have about 4,000. This year, we're thinking of 5,000 or more.
Because they can get out. It's outside. You don't have to wear masks.
Nope, no masks. We just got a call yesterday from, if you remember this, maybe from your youth, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Wienermobile
is coming.
Oh, okay.
So
my secret
puts it over the top.
My secret sin, hot dogs. Okay, that does it. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to be there. Thanks so much, Jim, for coming. And we're gonna talk about this the rest of the week. We'll remind everybody that it's going to be this weekend, this Saturday. It's a great place to take the kids. And if you're interested in learning how to fly, give Jim a call at
241-4204.
There you go. Okay. We'll be right back with Shasta College. We're talking to the heavy equipment guys this time.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
The central U.S. recovering from powerful storms that hit late last night and early this morning. Parts of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Texas experiencing torrential rains, lightning, and high winds. Several suspected tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma. Chuck Hodges at the National Weather Service says that while things have settled down now, the calm may not last for long.
Should be quiet for us today. We are watching another system that's going to be moving into the plains for Tuesday and the Tuesday night, which could bring a little bit more active weather and should be settling down toward the end of the week.
And winter-like weather is in the forecast this week for parts of Colorado and Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. Heavy snow, gusty winds, and cold in the higher elevations. Snow already causing some problems in parts of the West. Drug maker Merck asking federal regulators to greenlight an antiviral pill designed to fight the coronavirus.
The request sets the stage for a decision within weeks. If cleared by the Food and Drug Administration, it would be the first pill shown to treat COVID-19. It would add a new, easy-to-use weapon to the world's arsenal against the pandemic.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A lot of frustrated travelers this morning. Southwest Airlines has canceled more than 1,000 domestic flights in recent days. The chaos reportedly stemming at least in part from airline workers protesting the COVID vaccine mandates. Three U.S.-based economists have won the 2021 Nobel Prize for Economics for work on drawing conclusions from unintended experiments or so-called natural experiments. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow up 133 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 66, and the S&P trading 19 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You spend a third of your life in bed. That's why we make the most comfortable sheets in the very best way. I'm Scott Tannen. 8 years ago, my wife Missy and I founded Bull & Branch to create the new standard in bedding. We source pure organic cotton and put workers' rights first. Today, Bull & Branch makes the highest quality sheets in the entire industry. You'll feel the difference of our famous signature sheets. They're made from pure organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Now's the perfect time to try Bull & Branch sheets, pillows, bath towels, and so much more. Each is made with super soft organic cotton by workers who are paid fairly and have come to feel like family. It's time to make the better choice and get the new standard in bedding. Visit BowlandBranch.com today for free shipping and returns.
Experience a new standard of comfort at BowlandBranch.com and take 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code GOLD. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code GOLD.
The Indian Army says five of its personnel have been shot dead by suspected terrorists in Indian-administered Kashmir.
It's the deadliest attack on the Indian security forces in the Kashmir region since February. The rebels have been fighting against Indian rule in Kashmir for more than three decades. India accuses Pakistan of supporting the insurgents, but Islamabad denies the charges. Tensions have flared up again in Indian Kashmir after seven civilians were shot dead by gunmen in the past week. Hundreds of residents suspected of having links with banned insurgent groups have been detained following the attacks.
That's the BBC's Embarrassanetha Rajan. Firefighters have extinguished a massive blaze that broke out in a storage tank at one of Lebanon's main oil facilities in the country's south. The fire broke out when workers were transferring gasoline from one storage tank to another in the coastal town of Sirani. News and analysis, townhall.com. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un urging his minions to overcome what he describes as a grim situation in the reclusive communist enclave.
Kim wants officials to do better in improving the food and living conditions of his people. But state media didn't mention any specific comments toward Washington and Seoul during Kim's speech. Meanwhile, nuclear talks between Washington and Pyongyang have stalled for more than 2 years. Both sides disagree over exchanging the release of crippling U.S.-led sanctions against North Korea's denuclearization steps.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The vast majority of UAW members, 90%, have rejected a contract offer from John Deere that would have delivered a 5% raise to the workers who make Deere tractors and other equipment. Negotiators now back at the bargaining table for more contract talks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. We have room for everybody here at KCNR. It is 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The 11th of October, and Jared has the weather.
Good morning.
Let's go for it.
It's currently 53 degrees. We have a red flag warning through Tuesday, and Frank Rose is being... Hey, Frank!
What's Frank?
Frank Rose is being very loud.
Oh, okay.
All right.
He's a wild and crazy guy.
It's currently 66 degrees. We have a low of 45. Tomorrow we have a high of 72, a low of 48. We have a slight chance of showers tomorrow night. On Wednesday we have a high of 72, a low of 46. Thursday a high of 75, a low of 51. Friday we have a high around 79, a low of 53. And on Saturday a high around 83 with a low of 54.
Okay. The PG&E is powering down today. More than 8,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties were expected to start losing their power this morning due to windy conditions. 2,500 people in Shasta and 5,800 people in Tehama will have their power shut off as early as 4 a.m., which, so some of you out there may be without power right now. In addition, they said that this safety power shutoff is expected to affect about 25,000 customers in portions of 20 counties. And they anticipate they'll be able to start restoring power to affected customers by Tuesday, with the times varying based on locations. All right, air quality index is 30. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-2793. And good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. Well, welcome to California and the rolling blackouts, right?
Well, I tell you what, when you buy a house in Redding, you know, and you're on REU power, you don't realize how important it is until after you lived here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I wanted to call in this morning and let your listeners know about a rally that's going to be happening tonight.
Okay.
At the Sundial Bridge Amphitheater at 5:30. And it's to unite all of the groups that are against the mandated vaccines. So we're talking about teachers, parents, students, healthcare workers, patriots, any other local groups, come on out and let's join together and unite in this fight. You were talking about the airlines that were shutting down due to this mandate.
You said something like Southwest Airlines was getting...
Southwest and American, too, I believe.
Well, Southwest was saying it was due to FAA things and weather. FAA says we're not having any problems, and it doesn't seem like the weather. I think it was... I think they've discovered there's a big pushback from the pilots.
It's definitely a pushback. They don't want to get the vaccines either. What does it tell you when healthcare and medical workers don't want to take the vaccine?
Well, a percentage of them. So anyway, there's going to be a rally tonight
tonight at 5:30. And bring a chair, a folding chair, because the amphitheater, as you know, has no seats there. So
there
we're going to unite together and fight this thing.
Okay. Sally, thank you so much
for
the phone call.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
A lot of people are against this, well, including me. I'm against people being forced to take a vaccination. I think that vaccinations, for you, for me, it was fine. And for my family and us, the people work here. But nobody was putting, did I put any pressure on anybody to get a vaccination, Jared?
You put a gun to my head.
Okay.
Just kidding.
All right.
No,
just,
you didn't.
It wasn't a big gun, though. Okay. Today, Shasta College. And my friend Peter Griggs always puts together a good show. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be here.
I'm glad you're here, buddy. I miss this month because I always can't wait to see what you have.
Well, we've got a great month set up, so excited to be here.
Well, I'm finally getting, even though it's a, is it a holiday out there? Is school shut down today?
School is still going.
Okay.
So school,
you know,
is not shut down.
I can't figure out what day this is because the trash was still picked up. Yeah, banks and the post offices are closed, and school, are schools open? I don't. Well your school is.
Yeah.
At Shasta Colleges, but you know it's adults. But today we're getting the heavy equipment operators in here.
Yeah,
and
bet.
John Livingston. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thank you for having us.
Oh gosh. All right. Obviously, as an instructor, you must have some knowledge here. So tell me about John.
Okay. Thanks, Carl. First of all, I don't know if you remember, we met about 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
I should remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was 5,000 people ago.
Yeah.
But, but I do remember, you know, the heavy equipment when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And we've been trying for 11 years. 11 years.
Yeah.
Where did we meet at?
So what happened was I had a vice president at the college at the time who did not value CTE, or career tech education programs. And he came to me and shut down my truck driving class, my commercial licensing class. And then shortly after that came back, said, we're going to shut your whole heavy equipment program down. I came on your show, and your listeners really stepped up and let the administration know that that was not going to happen.
It's stupid.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't know who that was, and I don't want to disparage his decision-making capabilities, but hey, we're talking about a form of, I mean, a form of education that is invaluable.
Right.
Invaluable to not just Shasta County, but all of California.
Yeah, yeah.
All of the United States.
And I just want to say that Les Melberg,
yeah,
really, really step to the forefront and help raise $50,000 in 8 hours from local businesses to cover the cost of a match to a huge grant that we had received, and turn the whole thing around. And we're still here, 11 years, 12 years later, and that administrator moved on somewhere else. But I want to say that the power of a program like this to quickly communicate needs and issues or good news, whatever, is really, really important. And so thank you. And it's actually a joy to be back here.
Well, I'm glad you're back. And because, we, Linda and I, and, and of course that's KCNR, we believe in training in the technical skills because, my God, you know, everybody needs to go to college. Yeah, but college can be learning how to use your hands. My hands are dirty, but the money's clean.
That's right.
You know, I firmly believe in that, that without what you're teaching at Shasta College, Peter, and your specific area, John, is that then things stop. We just stop. How do you build a home without you guys?
Right.
Without plumbers, without welders, without heavy equipment. How do we, just to get into this, how do we fight fires?
Exactly.
Without your graduates?
Yeah.
Well, and I think that John and I were just talking here before we came on about a couple of our dozers that have been helping quite extensively with the fires. Isn't that correct, John?
Yes. So we staff and contract a dozer, one of our dozers, with Cal Fire and U.S. Forest Service each season. And I don't know the exact number of days, but it was very busy this season. But graduates from our program are running dozers and water tenders or transporting equipment out there on the fires also.
Yeah, you know, and that's getting to be a not quite a full-time job, but you can work 9 months out of the year, it appears.
Yeah.
And it's good paying jobs.
Excellent paying jobs.
Yeah, excellent paying jobs. Yeah. Okay. Are you from here?
Yeah, so I'm a local boy, born and raised, born in Mercy Hospital in 1959, and my parents actually moved here in 54. Mm-hmm. They moved here so Dad could teach at Shasta College, and my mom was a teacher down in Cottonwood. So we're a local family and been very involved with the education field for a number of years. Went to North Cow Creek Elementary School out in Palcedro, where I grew up, and then Nova. Those of us that have been here long enough to remember Nova High School. I thought that was actually a great experience. And then Enterprise High School for 3 years. And in 1977, I transferred out to Shasta College and took 5 semesters out at Shasta College. So I'm a graduate of Shasta College and really, really believe in the value of the education. I had some outstanding instructors while I was there, and then transferred down to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, actually in mechanized agriculture, heavy equipment agriculture, and then worked in various fields or subsidiary branches of that industry before coming back to Shasta College in 93.
Well, look, we're going to take a quick break here. I find that you know, getting a degree in agriculture, but it's mechanized agriculture.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about it, on our way back from Sacramento this weekend, we saw a lot of heavy equipment out there in the rice fields.
Right.
And, I mean, and in fact, we know a young man that's out there and he's been working 50 days straight out there bringing in rice. Running, and I'm not even sure which piece of equipment he uses, but he's been doing that. He said, gosh, I got like a week left.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll have it all in. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's been around about 100 years. Yeah, maybe not Quick and Clean Car Wash, but at that location and those people. What did they wash 100 years ago? I guess it could have been Model Ts. Or they could, what? You know, clean your horse's hooves, something like that. But this is a great place to get a haircut. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Street next to Dutch Bros. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and get 3 free. You know, it's a brushless car wash, really nice people wiping off your car with, you know, clean towels. Nice people down there that do a great job. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back with John Livingston from Shasta College. We're going to talk about heavy equipment.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp of the strung, would you hear my voice?
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is backed by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added French Red Hot Buffalo wing sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell.
Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Lindabot is taking a well-deserved day to celebrate Columbus and Indigenous Americans Day today. And as you know, we're on from 7 to 9 a.m. every morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Plus, they do the TAVR valve replacement. Instead of getting your chest cracked open and they put a new valve in like they used to, now they run it up through an artery that literally you can get up. You know, they do it in the morning. You're up that afternoon and you go home the next day. Come on. You know, not only that. Okay, I've got another one. They're going to become a teaching hospital, and they're going to have 24 residents at Shasta Regional Medical Center that they're training. Now, what's the good news about that? After they find out how great it is around here, they just may want to stay. So, Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. I'm here with Shasta College and John Livingston, who heads up their heavy equipment operations out there. The classes out there. He's been involved in heavy equipment. His father was a teacher out at Shasta College, and now he's teaching out there. What exactly is heavy equipment, though? Because when you think heavy equipment, I mean, is that everything? I think of a bulldozer, but there's more to it.
Yeah, so our program specifically focuses on three general categories. The commercial driving, so all your on-highway trucks, you know, whether it's long-haul or, you know, just transporting equipment
around.
So you
can get your, what do they call it, a
CDL.
CDL,
mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
You can get your CDL through us, and we've got an excellent program and professional experts to drive with you in the college trucks, and you can use the college trucks and trailers to take the tests at DMV, and it's really a very good program. And we've expanded into Tama County, down at the Tama campus, and so it's an opportunity for folks to come and get into a really good career. The massive demand for CDL drivers. And then our long-term program that started in 1974 with Bill Burrows is the heavy equipment construction. And I actually was a student in that in 77 to 79. And then that focuses with the bulldozers, motor graders, excavators, kind of your what we call our yellow iron. And now we have the new heavy equipment logging operation certificate. So we have a full on logging side and working with our industry partners, especially Sierra Pacific Industry. They have overwhelmingly supported the program and the development of that, and same with Cal Fire. And then local logging businesses like Creekside Logging and Peterson Logging, LePage Construction down in Red Bluff, and many, many more. I'm not even...
Well, imagine just being able to pull in somebody that actually knows the machinery, knows how to do it safely.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to train them then.
Yeah, and all of our students coming into the program have to go through a drug testing component, so they are... We try to model industry's need, so no drugs, no marijuana, no script, and they're in a random drug pool while they're in the operating classes.
Well, I know that if you're hauling hazmat, in this case oil or anything like that, your driver is subject to unscheduled drug tests. They'll
That's
calm
right.
down.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. And so all of our staff are certified in reasonable suspicion. We can pull a student aside and evaluate them and say, hey, why don't we take you down for a test? They can be dismissed from the program for
they should be. I mean, that's part of the deal.
Right.
You stay off drugs because you're driving a huge, you're driving an 18-wheeler down the road carrying a bulldozer.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. If you're learning how to drive, let's just say a bulldozer, operate a piece of heavy equipment, being able to drive the truck that brings the piece of heavy equipment there is a huge thing.
Yep, that's right.
Is that part of the deal, or is it?
For
your deal.
Yeah, so we try to get all of our students to get a commercial license, whether it's through American Truck School or Jiffy or us or whoever, get that because it is the need in all the sectors of heavy equipment. The industry, the need for CDL is massive, and it's just getting worse every year.
Okay. Now, well, that's interesting. We have a tremendous shortage of truck drivers right now in America. I read some places like 60,000 short.
Yeah.
Is that about right? I mean,
the projected shortfall over the next 10 years is probably into the low millions because of it's an older part of the population,
right?
And you know, we're retiring,
we're
going off into the sunset, and there's just not been an emphasis of bringing on young new talent. And so part of our mission with our program is to expose folks to this, especially maybe kids right out of high school, and let them try it and go, hey, I really like this, or I got an aptitude for it. Or they go, nope, this is not my thing. And we've done the industry a service even in that regard, because then you're not investing training into somebody that's only going to be there a few months and then they leave.
You can pick up a job as a truck driver almost anywhere too. I mean, and they have the benefits and all this, and because there's such a shortage, I've even seen they're paying signing bonuses for people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, getting back to the heavy equipment, this one here, when people think of bulldozers, I rode with my great uncle on his bulldozer because he worked for the Missouri State of Highways, and sitting out with him, and he had all these levers and things he was, having to pull and push and, level the blade. Yeah, thank you. I'm sitting here making arm and hand movements here. It's not like that anymore.
No. No, the manufacturers realize that operator comfort is very, very important, and a person's ability to efficiently utilize the machine diminishes as they get fatigued. So the more comfortable that we can make the cab, it makes it you have a more effective operator. They're going to do a better job and do it quicker. And so now these enclosed cabs are fully climate controlled. They have Some now you can get massage seats in them. I mean, yeah, it's the sound systems. It's more
sound systems.
Yeah, you know, so you can listen to your tunes while you're, or you can listen to the Carl Bott radio show while
you're.
There you
go, from 7 to 9 every morning. Yeah, because we stream our show, so you can get on there. So, John, now for leveling things, I mean, we're talking high tech now. We're talking GPS. We're talking, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't have to kind of eyeball it. You can kind of like do you just kind of like punch it in or
yeah
what?
So the technology has really taken over all the branches of heavy equipment operation. For example, in our construction site, we have two machines, our excavator and one of our bulldozers, that's set up with what Caltrans would call automated machine control. The company we work with, Topcon, they call it global navigational satellite system. But it's a satellite control. You're literally talking to, it could be up to 16 satellites, Russian and U.S. satellites, and then that can be sent to the machine, and you could put it in full automated mode, and basically the satellites are controlling the blade, not the driving
right,
of the machine,
right.
But the blade. And
to put it at that right angle and
hold
it there.
Right on grade, yeah. So
we were talking about how I had one of our squadrons, our engineering squadron, at a air base level field out, which was they never got a chance to practice on big areas. Well, they leveled this whole field out for me one day for a variety of reasons, but because it's got to be, and they said, oh, yeah, we use GPS and all that. Now, this was years ago. I don't think it was on the bulldozers themselves and earth movement, but they had to have it exactly level, of course, for an airfield. So now you're driving it in an air-conditioned seat that massages you maybe, listening to ABBA. And or whatever, and you're driving, and the blade is set, so you know you're doing it. Now, when we come back from this break, what happens, though, when you get out, like, on the fire lines? Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I went to last week, and they call it having your ears lowered when you get a haircut. Have you ever heard that? Okay, John's shaking his head up and down. He's nodding with me. And Peter's going, huh? And that's what, you know, they used to say, yeah, I'm going to go in and get my ears lowered. I'm not sure where that came from. You ever heard of that, Jared?
No, but it makes sense. Your hairline gets higher.
Oh, yeah.
So your ears
that makes sense,
lower,
then, huh?
I guess.
Well, anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. You can give them a call at 244-9478. Man's last stronghold. Yes, no The View on the TV, no Dr. Phil. Hockey games, that's what we have at Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at US Gun Pro NorthStateNow.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Glade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first thing you line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me.
Take a chance
if you need me. Let me know. Gonna be around.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Saturday, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. All your tobacco needs, whether it's cigars, and they have a great grab bag there for under $30. Super cigars there. Any of your tobacco needs, any of your accessories, any that has anything to do with tobacco is Tobacco and Brew. Great people down there support our community in about 1,000 different ways that you never hear about. So they've been around a long time, Tobacco and Brew. We're here with Shasta College, and we're talking to heavy equipment operators. Now, are you an instructor, or are you ahead of the whole enchilada?
I'm a full-time instructor,
okay.
But I've been there the longest, so that I guess by default I'm the senior guy.
That's John Livingston we're talking to, who, by the way, is from here, has grown up, got his degree in Cal Poly, and in mechanized agriculture. And we're talking about the heavy equipment classes out there, and that includes logging, getting your CDL, driving 18-wheelers, and, of course, the heavy equipment like bulldozers and
construction
yeah. equipment. That the construction equipment now is not like your grandfather's. It's air-conditioned, seating, tunes, GPS leveling devices. Now, when you go out to a fire line, though, it's one thing is to drive it straight down the road. And it's kind of easy now. But what happens when you get up on a fire line? Because you're on different types of terrain and everything. Does a bulldozer kind of take, now the new bulldozers kind of take that into account? Or does it go back again to how well you're trained?
Yeah, both. Your training, your experience, especially on steep ground, because just about all the fires you're going to use a bulldozer on here in the North State, you're going to run into some steep ground. And that's why Cal Fire, for their what they call an HFEO, heavy fire equipment operator position,
mm-hmm.
They require so many hours of steep ground operation before they'll even before you can even apply. So our student set would get hired on with a company and be an operator running a fire dozer or water tender, because the 4,000-gallon water tenders are highly used also. They can go to work with the local company, and it's on the owner of the company to, you know, verify that the person's competent. You're never fully ready. It's probably like combat. You know, it's one of those things where you you know how to do your job, but until you're in the middle of it, you learn as you go, so to speak. But the fire industry in Northern California, probably all of California, is going to be huge forever. I mean, we're not getting away from it. Even as we learn to manage our force better, there's still going to be fires that we're going to have to deal with. And so it is it's going to be
a long-term job.
A long-term job and a long-term.
How much do operators make?
So a dozer operator, let's say they just go to work for a company, local company, and they're just running the dozer. They're gonna run about $400 to $600 a shift running that dozer.
So that's a 12-hour shift?
Yeah, 12-hour shift.
So that's just doing construction around here, or is that out on fires?
This would be on fires. This would be on fires.
$400 to $600 a shift.
Okay. Yeah. So in the construction, it's gonna vary depending on whether it's a union or prevailing wage job. Mm-hmm. Those are going to have a higher rate. Those are kind of your premium. And dozer operator can be – they may start around $25-$30 an hour, then go up from there.
Okay.
And somebody who knows how to use the automated machine control system is going to, you know, command a higher wage, because that's where the industry is going, is with the technology.
Now, because of the changes in the construction field and in the heavy equipment, this isn't just for 6'4", 250-pound guys anymore.
Absolutely, right. Yeah, so things have really, really changed, and now with all the electronic controls over hydraulics, where you're just sitting there, you're working joysticks with thumb controls or finger switches. It's not a big brute strength career anymore, and so really anybody that would want to do this could get into it. We have been very fortunate to see a significant increase in our young ladies coming in and doing quite well. We used to traditionally run about 5% of our program was female. Now we're up to 20. And I believe that number is going to keep growing, because they just see that, if they want to do it, they can do it. It's not the limitation of the machinery anymore. It's, their heart to do it.
Is this continuing? You said that there's going to be such a shortage of, truck drivers, but what about heavy construction types too?
Yeah, so because the construction industry tends to offer a stronger wage and benefits and stuff, they tend to pull in the folks first. Logging has traditionally not offered as good a wages and benefits and stuff, and that's going to be a question the industry is going to have to answer. But a lot of people just wired to work in the woods. They love being in the woods. They love being in the forest, and they'll take a lower wage just to be in that working condition. And so there's the jobs are going to be there. Especially the logging industry, they have an incredible shortfall. I think 2 years ago, several of the logging associations in California funded a study. And the average age of the logging equipment operator in the state of California at that time was 60.
Oh, so.
Yeah. And then Oregon followed suit and did a study also, and they said, oh, we're in good shape. Ours was 58. And that's funny, but it's not a joke. That's the truth.
So this is okay, and then a job like this would be good for older people too. And we say older for somebody starting out, and this would be maybe in their 40s.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. So, you know, if somebody wanted to switch a career, hey, you know, they could go into this and get trained, and we see that, and especially with our program for our formerly incarcerated students. It's called Step Up. These students who've been justice involved are coming through the program, and many are getting their CDL. Many are getting certified, and they're getting out into the industry and working and very being very productive, you know, members of society. And so that's an exciting part of what I get to experience is folks getting to you know, kind of find their place in society with a meaningful career.
We're here with John Livingston from Shasta College, who is the senior instructor over there, so he kind of heads up the heavy equipment operator program. What we've talked about is the new technology makes it so that you've got GPSs out there. It's the rigs themselves are a lot more comfortable. There's such a shortage right now of truck drivers, and you offer the CDL out there, commercial driver's license, also all of the heavy equipment. Bulldozers, earth movers, backhoes, mm-hmm. all of that. Who doesn't need to know how to run a backhoe? Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do so much with that. You know, I'm just thinking, and then you can bring it in your backyard, and you can make your neighbors' lives miserable. but also the fact that it attracts men and women to it. And, of course, you also teach the logging, which is, you know, Sierra Pacific and other local logging companies around here are really happy you're doing that and help you with that. It's a well-paying career. There's jobs out there and will continue to be jobs out there. So I've kind of captured it all right here. And you can be older when you start this. This isn't a 20-year-old job anymore. For a 20-year-old, you can be in your 40s or 50s probably
yep.
because of the way the equipment
yeah.
is. That it's. But if you run a bulldozer, you should probably also learn how to run the truck that pulls it.
Yeah, the transport.
Around,
yeah,
right.
The transport.
Mm-hmm. And what about welding? Is that added on to there too?
Oh, well, I tell you what, we offer that training too. And
yeah, but you need that. That's probably a good thing to have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And speaking of trucking, SST Oil is bringing us this segment. They're always looking for good operators to run their trucks. You know, some of them, yeah, are over-the-road jobs, but others aren't. It's an employee-owned company. In fact, the boss out there, Bill Casparino, came up through the ranks, and Dana, who is our operations officer, came up through the ranks there. They're, like I said, they're always looking for good drivers. They have the that fuel card, CFN card, that I've been using now for several years, and they keep track of where you spend it. They make sure that if you're, you know, that they've called us before and they said, hey, somebody had a card reader at one of the stations. So just wanted to warn you about that, and we want to give you a new number. That's fine with us. SST Oil, it's been here in Redding since 1967. They're remembering their past, looking to the future, and it's starting to get colder, my friends. Time to take a look at that Toyo heater and Toyo water heater. And they sell those right there at SST Oil. It's located on Windham Lane, and you can reach them at 241-1167. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen
up! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Monday, the 11th of October, 8:50 in the morning. It's 54 degrees out there. It's only going up to like 68 today. It's Columbus Day and Indigenous Americans Day today, according to President Biden, who made the proclamation. There's room for all. There's room for all here. We have with us Shasta College and John Livingston, who's the heavy equipment operator, instructor out there. He's a local guy that left for a while to go to college and work and then came back, and now he's teaching out there. And it's just fascinating how things have changed in the heavy construction equipment. And imagine the same thing for the in truck driving. It has become totally, totally different also. But how do people get more information? And they're looking, they're going, you know what, it's time to make a career change. You know, I'd like to make $40 an hour. I'd like to make... you know, get trained and then be able to make $400 to $600 a day, $400 to $600 a day. And then also have, your medical and dental and all those things done. I'm kind of in a job that pays me $18 an hour and I know I can do this. How do they get a hold of you? Or how do they get a hold of, you know, to do something like this? Yes. Get more information.
Thanks, Carl. We are very fortunate. We have a young lady on our, team named Rebecca Davis, who is our student success facilitator. This young lady is got the biggest heart in the world, and she wants those folks who are interested in getting more information she wants to talk to them and kind of guide them. She'll answer all their questions. She'll help them navigate through the college website and deal with the drug testing, deal with all of the issues that come up with getting all their education plan and stuff like that put together. And the best way to contact Rebecca is through our email, heavyequipment, all run together, heavyequipment@shastacollege.edu. So heavyequipment@shastacollege.edu. And there's also a dedicated phone line that you can call, and you'll probably get her or leave a message, 530-242-7538, 888-242-7538. And Rebecca is our gatekeeper. She will get you in, but you'll love her. I tell you what, I used to have to handle all this, and when we brought Rebecca on, my life got so much easier, and she's taken it to whole new levels. So, and she works with the students as they go. She's not doesn't just get them into the program. She's a very compassionate ear to bounce issues off of that some of the students. Yeah, you know, life goes on when you're going to school, especially if you got kids or, you know, you're dealing with other, you know, other issues and stuff. So get a hold of Rebecca, and she will guide you through the process. And even if you're just like, I want more information, maybe come out for a tour. I'd be happy to do tours. And sometimes we get youngsters coming right out of high school, and their folks will come along. I'm happy to do that, and we've done that over the years and kind of answer all the questions that everybody has.
Okay. You know, if, like I said, if you're looking for something different that's going to pay you well, that you can do for a long time, this sounds like could be up your avenue. If you like working with your hands, the old saying, you know, my hands are dirty, but the money's clean, that's type right. thing. Something, a job that any one of the three jobs that you're talking about, a commercial driver's license, heavy equipment operator, welding, the forest management, mm-hmm. that right. program right there.
Right.
And you've got the latest up-to-date equipment for that where you can go out there and just chew trees down, right?
Yes. Yeah, I just got off a two-week project for CAL FIRE up at the Latour State Forest and took seven students up. We were up there for 2 weeks, and they actually got paid while they were up there on the project with me. And we did a mastication. It's basically a vegetation management fire fuel reduction project. It was very successful. We stayed at their base at Latour, and working with Jason Poberko and CAL FIRE, they were incredible. I'll tell you what, I really, really support CAL FIRE, and I have to give them a huge shout-out for the agency partnering with us, especially to get our what we call our HELO, our Heavy Equipment Logging Operation Certificate, off the ground. Our certificates are one-year certificates, so two semesters. You can do the commercial truck driving, which is two semesters, and get that done and really feel confident. They all roll into associate's degree, so whether you want to go into construction or forestry, there's pathways into higher education that transfer to Chico State or Humboldt State and get a bachelor's degree. So we're trying to meet the needs of all the students at the different levels that they want to pursue in their educational goals and land where they want to land. But our, you know, if it wasn't for CAL FIRE and companies like Sierra Pacific Industry and all of our local companies, you know, Axners and Alley, there's so many I could spend
well,
the whole
they're
hour.
They're happy, but yeah. they're happy that you're training people
yeah.
because they need them.
Yeah.
And if you want to be, if you don't want to stay here, do you have, like, job placements?
Oh, yeah. We have contacts all up and down the western United States. And we have students that move back east and go to work. We have great connections. And on top of that, we're launching a brand-new, first-of-its-kind apprenticeship program. Not that apprenticeship programs are new, but this one's specific for the logging industry. So logging equipment operator and log truck drivers, we have two brand new log trucks that the students are training on and hauling logs. We are a LTO, licensed timber operator. We're the first college in the nation to become a licensed timber operator and be a for-profit company. So the logs that the students harvest up on the Sierra Pacific industry and then truck to the mills, we are getting paid for those, and that goes into our account to help offset costs, because you can imagine it's a very expensive program to run. We try to make it as realistic but safe.
Okay. The I think I've asked almost every question I can about the heavy construction equipment one, except how do I, you know, can I come over and drive a bulldozer? Can I just, like,
We'll let you, Carl. Yeah, and Linda. We'll let you and Linda.
Can
yeah.
I just, you know, you put me in obviously some place I can't hurt anybody.
If we got a 6-acre training ground, we'll put you on. That's real safe.
Oh, good. You know, and say, okay, take it down 2 inches. Yeah, I can do that. You know, just plug it into the computer. That's I don't know.
We've got a list of things that you want to do now. So,
gosh, you know what? The welding, I told you, I welded the other day, and the poor guy had to take out the, it took him longer to clean up my work than it did for me to weld it.
Grind it up, yeah.
But I tell you what, nothing will ever move where I welded it because I welded it with excess.
Yes.
Excess. You know, I didn't realize that those little rods, putting that in there would be 60,000 pounds.
Yeah. Tensile strength, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And that was just off the little welding rod there. You know, and you all teach out there a number of different methods of welding, mm-hmm. gas and all this, mm-hmm. too. Just by the way, we wiped off the... I was just talking about one person, but that's okay.
I know. I just wanted to get...
You just stopped it. Yeah, you just wiped off our chat room.
It was going to be a little tit-for-tat session that would last.
Yeah, I know.
For a while,
okay.
So.
Y'all take a deep breath and then come back tomorrow. Thank you so much, John Livingston, who's the Heavy Equipment Operations, heads up that group out there, is an instructor out there, and Peter Griggs, as usual.
Carl,
thank you so much. I mean, you always bring in, you know, these are jobs that are just sitting there, waiting to be taken, my friends. If you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself,